Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We are very excited once again to be here live in the studio. Amen. Just one more time giving God the honor and the praise that's due unto his name. Amen. Thank God for waking you up this morning. Amen. Ain't you glad that you woke up? Amen. And if you know the Lord this morning, amen, that God prepares you and puts you in the right frame of mind with the spirit of the living God. I come to tell somebody this morning that God is not dead, but he's yet still alive, exuberant. Amen. You ought to praise God and just thank God for that cause. We're excited. We want to welcome you in now to Lively Stones Ministry. We're certainly glad that you're able to join us, amen, in this hour, amen, that the Lord, amen, have given us, amen. It is always good, amen, to get up early in the morning, amen, and give reference, amen, unto the Lord, amen. It's just something about getting up early in the morning that you can have an ear and your ear be inclined, amen, to hear what the Spirit of God, amen, is saying unto you. How many know, how many is in agreement with me, amen, this morning when you read, amen, the Word of God, the Word of God will instruct you and enlighten you. The Word of God will be a lamp, amen, in your path, amen. Amen, because that's what he said in his word. He said, my people, amen, which are called by my name, amen, if they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, amen, and then when I hear from heaven, amen, and I will forgive them of their sins, amen. That what a lot of times what separate us from getting to know God, amen, is that we want to continue doing the things that we want to do and how we want to do it, amen. But when we commit, amen, and we submit ourselves, amen, unto the Lord, amen, God is faithful and just to forgive you, amen, for all of your sins that we have, amen, have committed, amen, unto the Lord. Because why? Because he's a righteous God. We thank God, amen, for one more time. Here at WCNO 89.9 FM in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. I'm looking outside this morning. The rain have came. Amen. God have blessed us with the rain. Amen. From heaven that have filled. Amen. And to give to the bread. Amen. Give seed to the sower and bread to the beggar. Amen. The Bible said that so forth the word shall be that go forth out of my mouth, and then we'll accomplish that which I please, and we shall prosper into the thing. Amen. Will our sin. We're going to thank God, amen, for Pastor David. Amen. For diligently on his post. Amen. For being here. Amen. At this hour and allowing us to come in. Amen. Into the station. Amen. To be able to break the bread of life. Amen. So we thank God for our dear brother. Greetings in the name of Jesus. But we want to certainly thank God for God. Amen. And we thank God for every listening ear out there this morning, out there in radio land this morning, the radio audience. Amen. This morning, all this is not even possible without you, without you hearing. How can they hear? Amen. Without a preacher, how can they preach? Well, lest they been sent. Amen. That the word of God would not fall on deaf ears. Amen. You hear me? Amen. God is alive and well. Amen. And somebody, do you agree with me this morning? I said that God is alive. Amen. And well, he woke you up this morning, started you on your way, closed you in your right mind. You ain't laid up in no hospital bed. Amen. He brought you into a place that you may begin to understand who he is and what the purpose and the plan and the proclamation for him in your life. Understand who God is in your life. Understand, amen, what he got it. Understand that he already have prepared, amen, a way for you out there this morning. Amen. It's already done. Amen. Satan is already under your feet. Amen. The word of God said that the man of God, amen, that the Son of Man shall ring. Amen. And he's going to continue to ring. But he won't ring until everything have been put under his feet and it is finished and it is nailed to the cross. Amen. Jesus Christ. He's the propitiation according to 1 John, amen, that second chapter, the perpetuation of your sins, and not for your sins, O Lord, but the sins of the whole world. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. I'm reminding what the songwriter had said, that I've been serving the Lord a long time, and I'm not tired yet. I've been praising him a long time. I'm not tired yet. And I've been singing unto the Lord a long time. The having the words that be in your mouth, where God honors that. You know, Jesus said in his word that these people praise me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Amen. Because why? Because God knows the intentions, the very being, and the very fiber, amen, that lies on the inside of you. God already know it. Amen. And God is looking for, amen, some true worshipers, amen, to come out and to glorify him, to adore him, to be on the battlefield. Amen. To stand up for that which is right. Stand therefore in the liberty where Christ have set you free. Come on here. Somebody can agree with me this morning. Amen. That you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God have already washed you. Amen. If you're a child of God, amen, and you're standing up, amen, for God in your life, you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And see, one thing about the blood of Jesus, once he washed you, amen, with the blood stained banner, amen, how can it come out white as snow? Amen, because that's the blood of Jesus. That's the purification and the sanctification of God, because he's holy. Come on. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof, if the way of destruction, the way of distress, the way of darkness. But when you follow after God, won't he make the pathway straight? Won't he do it? Can I get somebody, amen, to just say amen where you at right now? Just touch the radio. Amen. That the anointing and that the yoke is already destroyed. Amen. The burden already has been lifted off your shoulders. Amen. Because the blood of Jesus. What can wash me away from my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yes, sir. You know, there's a path. There's a path. There's a path. Amen. To make the straight way of the Lord. I'm reminded in the Gospel of John when the townspeople of Jerusalem and the Jews begin to come to John the Baptist, and they say, "Who art thou? Are you Christ?" He said, "No, I'm not Christ. Are you Esaias?" "No, I'm not Esaias." Amen. "But who are you?" We want to know, who are you? Are you that prophet? "No, I'm not." But John the Baptist, just as humble as he's know how, "For I am just one voice crying in the wilderness to make ye straight way of the Lord." And people of God, that's how we shall be. Amen. It is not by a form or a fashion or a show. Amen. With God. Amen. God have put in something and have ignited his power on the inside of us, that we shall be the children of God, that we shall go out, amen, and be a representative of God. John the Baptist began to simply say, "I am one crying in the wilderness." We all have been in our place of wilderness. We all been in a place of desolation. We all have been in a place of going through tribulation, and we will continue to go through our trial. We'll continue, amen, to go through the things that of this life and of this world, simply because that we won't take down. Our eyes of our understanding have been enlightened into the chronological of the sequence of the record of the events that took place in Jesus' life. And for his cause, we can face tomorrow. Yesterday is gone, and all we have to do now is to live for today. And we are not promised tomorrow. But the Bible so declared that we shall always be ready to give an answer to every man that asks us what the hope and the reason that is on the inside, amen, of you. I feel the anointing right now. Glory to God. God is a good God. And we just thank him for his grace and his mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you just one more time. We thank you for the opportunity, oh Lord, that we steadfast, unmovable always, and abounding in the hope. And we stand rejoicing in the resurrection, amen, of Jesus Christ. And have you died, oh Lord, and you have given us life. And not just life, have given us to us more abundantly. Now we pray, God, that you will bless the hearts and the minds of your people everywhere. You already know what they're in need of right now. Touch them now, oh God, from the very crown of their head, oh Lord, to the soles of their feet. Let them know that they're standing on holy ground right now, God. Somebody, God, is in a place of darkness. Somebody is in a place of hopelessness right now. Oh, Lord, but your word gives us hope. You said you sent your word and you delivered your peoples from all their iniquities. And you brought them from all their destructions and everything that is going on in this chaos of a world. Oh, God, knowing that we are living in perilous times that is upon us right now. But if we would just continue to hold fast to that which is good, knowing and realizing that everything is going to be all right because he's all right. We serve a right now God. Lord, touch your people now. Oh, Lord, and next time, oh, God, we'll be so careful and honorable to give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. The triumph of Jesus Christ, the triumph. There's victory in Jesus. Amen. There's no sorrow, amen, in him. Even though when he went to the cross, amen, Jesus paid the price. He paid the penalty already. The debt have already been paid off. You've been exonerated. Amen. The word exonerated mean that you've been found not guilty. All charges have been dropped from, and you have been acquitted. He stood, amen, in your place. We was in need of a savior. Adam couldn't get it done. Amen. And the serpent, amen, deceived Eve in the garden. See, Satan is on his job. He's on his job all the time. Amen. The Bible so declares for the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but they are mighty through God for pulling down the strongholds. And we're fighting against principalities and spiritual wickedness, see, and high places. You know, so that's where we have to always put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. We always have to be girded up, the lines with the truth. I'm reminded, amen, even much in the biblical, in the Old Testament days that God told, amen, Jeremiah, gird up your lions, amen, with the truth. It's a robe, amen, gird it up, amen, tighten it up, straighten it up, amen, button it up. Amen. Secure it. Amen. Now because the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord, amen, that dwells in you. Amen. Realizing that this is a fight, amen, that we're going in. We're going toe, amen, to toe, amen, with whatever that's plagued you in your life, whatever you're going through, amen, in your life. You got to get for real about what's going on in your life. You can't seem to find your way. You can't get out of your own way. But you got to understand, if you can look to the hills. The Bible says in Psalms 121, if you can just look to the hills, it looks so far over there. It looks like you can't even see it. Somebody ever looked, and when you go out in the morning and when you look across the bridge here in Stuart, amen, it's just before the peak of the sunrise, amen, but you can see the over coming over the over rising of the horizon of it, but you can't see it. But yet, though you know that you're trying to get there, amen, and you're getting closer and closer and closer, amen, to there, amen, but you got to look to the hills. And I heard what the Bible says, that from whence your help cometh, but my help cometh, amen, from the Lord. Lift up your eyes, amen, unto the hill from which cometh your help. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, the God is looking for a folk won't back down, but we must separate ourselves from the things that be not of God. We over here in the book of John, St. John in the Gospel, in that 12th chapter, verse 32. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, God is a good God, I tell you. He's better, amen, to me than I am myself. He spied you one more day to get it right, and that you may know him in the pardon of your sins. Glory to God. We pick it up now here in the book of John in that 12th chapter, verse 32, when the triumphal entry, amen, of Jesus, the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ. And he said down there in that 32nd verse where it said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." What is Jesus saying? Jesus is literally saying here, if I be lifted up. See, you can't come unto the Father, amen, unless you're being drawn. There's something that's called salvation, and that's something that is free. Amen. It's kind of goes with the grace of God, something that is that we did not deserve. Okay, but God reached down way low and picked us up even when we was in our dying scrape, even much when we couldn't even see our way, even much when we thought that we was worthless. See, God think more highly of you than you think of yourself. I don't know why a lot of times folks just give up, amen, on themselves, amen. But if you can just look into the mirror, if you can just find yourself, amen, to be able to speak, amen, a word unto the Lord. See, God is there with you, amen, in your lowest moment, when you're going through something in your life, when people done gave up on you. I don't care if you're homeless. I don't care, amen, that payments is due on every side. I don't care if you done lost your job, amen, but this is the time that you need to seek, amen, the Lord much the more. And the Bible said that when you seek me, amen, with all your heart, and then you shall find me when you seek me, amen, with all your heart. Glory to God. And this was a time when the Son of Man shall be glorified. He's now on pace, if you would, to go to the crucifixion when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Glory to God. And they had palms waving, amen, back and forth, and say, "Blessed is he who cometh in the name, amen, of the Lord. Bless him who come. As meek and lowly as he is, and give you the same meek and lowliness, though your burden shall be heavy." Jesus said, "I take it all upon me, and I put it, amen, on my back when you can't carry it no more." So here he is, Jesus is making his arrival into Jerusalem, glory to God. And then in that 28th verse, when it said, "The Father glorify thy name," there came a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." And the people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said, it is thunder. Others said, an angel spake to him. That was the voice, amen, of God. That was only the ones of two times that God began to speak to Jesus throughout the whole entire gospel of St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke, and John. Glory to God. The only other time that he spoke to Jesus is on the Mount of Figuration. Amen. When Jesus was transfigured by his face, when he had, amen, his disciple there by one named Peter. Amen. And Isaiah and Moses had joined him. Glory to God. And Jesus began to tell him, do not, amen, be worried, for it is I. Amen. But Peter said that, shall we take Mabila to our tabernacle for the three? And Jesus simply said that won't be necessary. But tell nobody that you have seen this vision. Tell nobody you have seen this vision. See, you weren't even supposed to be here in the first place. See, because I'm taking care of God's business. I'm taking care of my Father's business. I'm taking care of the first order of business. And the first order of business is, amen, that when you is in your lowliest state, glory to God, and when you are down and out, amen, when you are in distress, amen, but not persecuted, glory to God, amen, tell no one of this here until I done rose to the occasion, until I done got strong and mighty in the Lord, that I can be able to go and testify. See, right now, you can't go and testify right now, amen, because you are lowly in your state right now, amen, you're not really sure of yourself, but when you get sure of yourself, when you begin to get the Lord deep down on the inside of you, and when the Spirit of God begin to dwell on the inside of you, amen, that will come in and do a good work in you, amen, the Bible so declare, amen, being very confident is this very thing, amen, he that have begun a good work in you, amen, we're performing unto the day of Jesus Christ, amen, I done said it one time, amen, and I done said it before, amen, God is not a halfway God, amen, and when he begin to start something on the inside of us, amen, God will finish it, amen, but you gotta allow God to do it, amen, what shall separate me, amen, from the love of God, oh Lord, have mercy, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, thank you, I thank God up in here now, glory to God, he's a good God. What shall separate me, amen, from the love of God? You begin to think about that. What shall separate me, amen, from the love of God? The Bible says in Romans 8:35-5, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come shall separate me from the love of God, the love that shines brightly in our hearts. See, the reason the Jews and the Jerusalems and the Gentiles received the word of God, and them was the one that was waving the palms as Jesus made his triumph victory. Amen, into Jerusalem, receiving Christ, the Lord. See, I know there's some out there this morning and been serving the Lord a long time. And by you serving God a long time, the race is not over. The Bible says, and Hebrews, that 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. But let us run this race, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. This word is for the older saints too, as well, because a lot of time we get too complacent, we get too comfortable in our setting. And I don't think we don't preach Jesus enough of sin. That what shall separate me from the love of God? The things of this world, the cares of this world, the cares of this life, anything that you put before him. Look what he said here in verse 25, that same chapter in St. John 12, and 25, he said that he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it until life eternal. So, in other words, he that loveth his life shall lose it. So, what that tells me is, if I'm loving my life here, if I'm perfectly content on the things that I am doing, that I have not allowed God to intervene and to come in and be my navigator and to be and direct me and to order my steps in my life, you know, that means that I have not come into the knowledge of God. The Bible says, "What there's no vision, the people perish. There's no vision in your life. Things is for the ones who have not accepted Christ. There's no vision in your life. There's someone out there this morning. You listen to this radio broadcast with the different types of ministry that's come on here, and I'm gonna tell you something. They dynamic. Every last one of them. Every man and woman of God come on this app. Amen. They're here for a reason, to get the word of God out. And we, as being the believers of God and being servants and ambassadors of God and stewards of God, God have already confirmed his word that it will prosper where I'm on sending it. The word of God, preach the word. And it's going out to you this morning, listener. The word of God is going out to you. Now, it is what we're going to do to cultivate that word and apply that word, amen, to our life. The Bible so declare, if you withdraw nigh unto God, then God will draw nigh unto you. Amen. And I come to tell somebody this morning, and we're running out of time. This is good. I can feel the Lord. I looked at my yearbook from 1984, and I recognized some of the faces, and we were like 17, 18 years old. They're no longer with us this morning. And it saddened me to see some of the faces, because I remember them, you know. And God have spared us, and I'm sure somebody out this morning can bear witness the same way. But putting him first in our life, he that hateth his life in this world shall keep his life. So therefore, what that tells me is, if I, it ain't that we in the world, we know that, but we just pilgrims just passing through a foreign country. So it ain't that I know I'm in the world, but I don't prioritize things. I don't let things come before the Lord in my life. I put God first in my life. I recognize when the enemy is on the attack. Amen. And when the enemy get in the attack, I launch into the deep with God and tired of swimming around the shores. You see? Because that's where they biting at. They biting out there. When Peter walked on the water, he took his eyes off Christ and he sunk. We thank God for this time. Truly, we do. We pray that something that was said can be something stored in your storehouse, in your wheelhouse. Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember when I used to play baseball, and they said that your wheelhouse, Lively Stones, men of God, bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in, and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving